Hello and welcome to this episode of the Dads Making a Difference podcast. Today, I am having a conversation with John and Mark Cronin, the co-founders of John's Crazy Socks. And you might be asking, Cam, why are you having the co-founders of a sock company on your podcast? Well, this isn't just any sock company. This is the largest sock company in the world. And John asked his dad to start it with him back in 2016. But here's the thing. John is a 27-year-old young man with Down syndrome, and his dad, Mark, and him have created something that's incredible. And in this conversation, you're going to see and get a glimpse into their relationship as father and son. You're going to get a glimpse into their business model, and their mission to provide opportunities for all people. This is such a fun conversation. I had so much fun recording this. We are going to speak with both Mark and John in this episode, and I want you to listen to what Mark says about his son and about raising his son with Down syndrome, about giving him opportunity, and about not shying away from doing the hard things. And I want you to listen to John talk about his dad when I ask him about why he asked his dad to start a business with him. And it's going to excite you. It's going to inspire you, because I think as dads, we all want to have a relationship with our sons, with our kids, like Mark and John have together. So my friend, join me, Mark and John, on this episode of the Dads Making a Difference podcast. You are listening to the Dads Making a Difference podcast, the number one podcast for men driven to live a life of significance. Men who want to make a difference in the lives of their families, in their business, and in the world around them. My name is Cam Hall, founder of Fight the Dadbot and leader of the Dads Making a Difference Mastermind. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. Now, let's dive in. Mark and John, welcome to the Dads Making a Difference podcast. Man, it's great to see you guys today.
Thank you, Cam. I very, very appreciate being on your podcast. I'm really, really excited.
We've been looking forward to this. Thank you for having us on.
Of course. As the listeners now realize, there are two guests on today. So Mark and John Cronin are here. You heard a little bit in the intro about them and their mission. But guys, I would love for you to start by telling us a little bit about how all of this started with John's Crazy Socks. And maybe Mark, you shared a little bit before we pressed record about pushing the delay button a little bit on becoming a dad. So Mark, why don't you start there and I'll lean in with some questions about what it's been like as a dad building something so incredible.
Well, I guess these are distant apart, but unrelated. You know, I did share, it took a while before I became a dad. My wife and I met while we were in college. Not quite college sweethearts, a little up and down, but...
L-U-V love,
yes. we got married a year out of college, which felt very young. And we were like a lot of other 20-year-olds of, you try to figure things out. And we spent much of our 20s doing that. And, you know, I have things that I could put on the resume. I taught school. For 2 years, I worked for a congressman. I went to grad school. I wound up working in the healthcare field. And then I have all those things you don't put on a resume, you know, tending bar, driving a cab, working construction, selling T-shirts on the streets of New York. And we generally spoke about having kids someday. And I would put it off thinking, you know, A, I'm having too much fun. B, I'm having trouble with my own life. How the heck am I going to raise kids? Yeah. And at one point, your mom came to me, and I'm oversimplifying this a bit, but she came and said, "All right, big fella, it's time."
I said that.
And we're going to have a child. and not only that, but my memory is she told me we would have three children.
Oh, yeah.
And they would be born 3 years apart in the first part of the year. I did not realize that my bride controlled the universe.
Absolutely.
So we have three. They're all about to hit their birth dates, but Patrick is 33, born in January.
Yep.
Jamie is 30, Born in March. And how old are you?
I'm 27.
27, born in February. My wife controls the universe.
Absolutely.
But it turns out, Cam, being a dad is the best thing of my life. It's so awesome. It is, like I said to you, it's very humbling. There's so much you want to do.
Yeah.
And our kids are going to be who they're going to be. But that's kind of that background. And then as for the two of us working together, well, it's been a blast, huh?
Oh, it was the best.
You want to tell the story?
Yes, I can tell the story.
Okay. So you have to go back to the fall of 2016, and our story starts in a small log cabin in the woods.
No.
It starts here on suburban Long Island in a town called Huntington. And where were you?
I was at Huntington High School. I'll go be my last year school.
And what your listeners may not know is John here is many things. But among them, John has Down syndrome.
Yes, I am.
So if you have a disability in the U.S., you can stay in the public school system until you either graduate or turn 21.
Okay.
So John had entered his last year of school, was going to turn 21, and they were going to say,
I get out.
Get out. We've had enough. So you were like everybody else trying to figure out what comes next?
Yes. I look around school, program, at work, like a job. I can't find great objects I don't like. I don't like some objects to like.
John didn't say anything he liked.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that is a reality for too many people. Only 1 in 5 people with a disability are employed in this country. It's awful. Mm-hmm. But John here is a natural entrepreneur.
Yes, I am.
You didn't see a job you wanted. What'd you say?
I said, I want to create one. I want to make one. I told my dad, I want to go into business with my father. A nice father and son been together.
Now, Cam, this is very cool.
Yeah.
Your son coming and saying, let's work together. Yeah. And particularly, I could work with this son.
Yeah, I am.
you know, and we had worked together before, and John had seen me start and run multiple businesses. So this kind of made sense, right?
Absolutely.
So then we had to figure out what were we going to do? What type of business would we start? John here had a lot of ideas.
A lot of ideas.
Not all of them were good ideas.
Smoke out of my ears.
Yeah. Smoke comes out of his ears when he's thinking hard. So what was one of your ideas?
One of them is a food truck.
A food truck?
Some idea from a movie called Chef. And one of the actor, John Favreau. Mm-hmm. It's a neat movie about a father and son bonding a food truck.
So a food truck. That seemed like a neat idea.
Oh, yeah. I love
hot dogs. When you've eaten, everyone's eating at a food truck. Yeah, you and your hot dog. Right? So we're thinking, what could we make and where would we put it? But we ran into a problem.
We can't cook.
Yeah, that's a problem.
But then, right before Thanksgiving, the U.S. Thanksgiving,
I had plenty of ideas.
Brilliant idea. Trent, you had your eureka moment.
You did do. It's fun.
What did you say you wanted to do?
Sorry. It's a crazy socks.
Crazy socks.
And yes. Oh, why socks? It's fun. It's colorful. It's creative. It always let me be me. I want crazy socks. My whole life. We turn around and look for those socks.
We used to drive around looking for them.
Yeah, we did.
So we figured this. If John loved them that much,
yeah,
surely other people did too.
Amazing. But
we could find that tribe. Yeah. So
that was it.
We decided to go the lean startup route. We didn't take a lot of time with a detailed business plan. We said, let's get something up and running, and customers will let us know. So we built a website. You already had the name.
Yes, I got a name, a tool, a project, I got ideas.
Got a little bit of inventory. The only marketing we did was to set up a Facebook page, and I would take out my cell phone, and we made videos. And who do you think was in those videos?
Yeah,
I am. I talk about socks. It's socks. Socks and more socks.
And we opened in mid-December of 2016, not knowing what to expect. But the very first day, we got what felt like a flood of orders. We got 42 orders. And most of them were local, which made sense, right?
Right.
Which we lived in Huntington. You were in Huntington High School. We had temporary office space.
I love Huntington.
Yes, you do. So how did we deliver most of those orders?
Our home deliveries, we get red boxes. I put a sock in the box. I put a Panella chicken that I wrote. And I put a bag of 100 pieces, a little candy, a gift box.
We loaded up the car, drove around, and you knocked on doors delivering socks.
Yes, they did.
How'd the customers respond?
A customer loves it. And I take a picture with the socks and with me and the customer and share it on social media. A word I get a spread.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
By the end of that month, we had shipped 452 orders. Really,
in the first month.
Right. And we knew we had something.
Yeah, you're on to something.
We didn't know how big it would grow. We didn't know how fast. But we knew we could do something.
Yeah.
And today, we're a long ways from there. How many different socks do we have?
We have 4,000 different socks. Which means I am the world's largest sock store.
John owns, that leads the world's largest sock store.
The world's largest sock store. Let's think about that for a minute. That's pretty incredible. From your first month, 42 in the first day, 400 in the first month, and now you have the world's largest sock store with over 4,000 different pairs you can choose from.
Yeah, we've shipped 450,000 orders to 88 different countries. The best part, we've been able to create 34 jobs. 22 of those are held by people with differing abilities. And we've now raised over $700,000 for our charity partners.
Amazing.
And as you like to say.
As I said, I should get started.
Just getting started.
Just getting started. I got a couple questions for you guys.
Yeah.
John, what made you want to start a business with your dad?
I want to go into business with my dad because I want to go be with my dad because I want him learning. And learning, and I help him, he believe in me, and he believe in me, and I show my confidence, and he always give me strength. It's really make me feel Cam. I'm a proud son. Have a great dad. I want this dad making different podcasts because he's showing possible.
That's pretty cool. John had shown
yes
a lot of entrepreneurial features, you might say, or traits long before this, of the way he did things in school. The way he organized things.
I did. I hear that kind of too.
So I think part of it was the lack of jobs, but also, the ability to do things your way.
Right.
You have a particular way of doing things.
Oh, yeah. One thing I really like.
When
I close down every
night. Oh, the way you dressed.
I like my style.
It's your style, yes. Your style.
Mark, I got a question for you. You know, you see these entrepreneurial qualities in John, and John comes to you and says, Dad, I want to start a business with you. At that time, for you in your journey through work and businesses that you were starting, What made you say yes? What made you say, yeah, all right, I'm going to take the time. We're going to do this together.
Well, there's a simple answer. And there is a deeper, I think, more profound answer. The simpler one is I've been an entrepreneur, and I would encourage that in my children. I think one of the things that I've always tried to do as a dad is to promote independence and to give confidence. So in that way, you'd want to be supportive. But, you know, Ken, we tell this story a lot. It's a good story.
Yeah.
You ask something that not many people ask, which is, where was I? What was I doing?
Yeah.
And this, I think, fills in the answer as to what John was doing or why he did this.
Yeah.
So we told you John has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And you might think from the outside that Down syndrome is like a challenge that our family has to face. You know, first, it's not. We've been the beneficiary.
Yeah.
But both my wife and my middle son suffer from a pretty chronic form of depression that can be self-destructive. Let me tell you something. Down syndrome is easy. Depression, that's hard. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting there here, but my wife, who's was an attorney, a very good attorney. But sometimes that depression would get her on track. And she had given up working for somebody else, in part because she didn't want to kind of be found out.
Yeah.
And so she was working on her own. And we didn't have a diagnosis for a long time. We didn't have language to even talk about it. And I was constantly trying to urge her to give it up, go do something else. But then went the other way and said, okay, why don't I come work with you?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll help you manage that business. I'm not a lawyer, but I can help you grow and manage that business. And we did.
Yeah.
We started together. She had 5 cases. We grew that to over 100 cases. Things were going well. Except it turns out that at one point she did something that a lawyer can't do. She had dipped into some client funds. One client. We found this out, or I found it out, or we started paying back that client. But on Columbus Day weekend in 2016, we were doing something actually for the Huntington Chamber of Commerce. We swung by the office to get the mail, and in the mail was a letter from the Discipline Committee of the Bar Association saying charges have been filed against you and you need to answer them. Mm. On Tuesday morning, we shut down the practice. Tuesday afternoon, 2 detectives showed up. And by Friday, my wife had turned herself in to be arrested. So there we were. What was the family business was now gone.
Mm-hmm.
Our income source was now gone. My wife, you know, we had kind of this 3-point plan. Protect her, protect the family, try to salvage whatever assets there were, and find a way forward. So it was a difficult time.
Yeah.
And in the midst of that, John came to me and said, Dad, I want to go into business with you.
Mm-hmm.
And at first blush, I heard him asking for my help.
Yeah.
But I know now.
Yeah.
He was saving me.
Yeah.
He was coming and saying, Dad, I believe in you. We're going to do this. Right?
Good, Dad.
He was lifting me up,
yeah,
which was pretty cool.
Yeah. In a moment where, as a father, you needed joy and love, he was there.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being vulnerable and telling that side of the story. I think it's an important piece of just a view into the relationship that you and John have. Hey, John, you have a pretty special relationship with your dad. You said he's incredible. You love him. You trust him. And now together you have created something that not only has provided for your family and has provided for your charitable partners, but has provided opportunity for other people who may not have opportunity.
Your podcast, Dad, Make It Possible podcast, Dad.
Well, also, it's all the work we do for people with different abilities.
Yeah.
Right? Making a difference.
Yes. And also, Dad,
yeah.
I love you.
Well, I know that, son.
I love you so much. And it's point to him, Dad, Make It Possible podcast, and I am very fortunate, and I have a great dad. He is now.
It's an interesting phenomenon. We learned when John was young, families that have a child with a disability have a much higher divorce rate than the general population. And I think you could extrapolate that out to families that have suffered a trauma.
Mm.
There's a higher divorce rate. Yeah. We kind of went the opposite way of hold on tight. Just hold on.
Yeah.
And somehow we'll find a way. And that infuses what we do, right? I mean, what's our mission?
Spread happiness.
Spreading happiness. And what do you say are the keys to happiness?
The only man is gratitude and do for others.
You can see the gratitude we have just to have the opportunity to do what we do.
Yeah.
Which means we really have to do for others. And what we could talk about our five pillars, and you know, the most important of which is inspiration and hope. It's showing what people with different abilities can do. And part of that, because of our business, people are willing to listen to us. Look at you. You have us on your podcast. How awesome is that? But we've testified now twice before Congress. We have to quickly add, we were not subpoenaed. We've spoken twice at the United Nations. We get to meet with elected officials. That creates an obligation on our part. Right? If we get that opportunity, we have to speak up for others. Mm-hmm. We're so fortunate to be able to get to do that, right? And to do it together is so cool.
Yeah. Hey guys, I wanted to take a moment and talk about our community of DMD brothers in the DMD Mastermind. We are men who help each other to stay focused and intentional in our pursuits of personal, professional, physical, financial, emotional, and spiritual growth. We are a community of men who bring courage, wisdom, and transparency to unfiltered conversations that challenge us to be more impactful men, to be dads making a difference. We do this through our online and in-person events where men come together to speak into each other's lives and then turn around and do the deep work to create change in their families, in their businesses, and in the community around them. If you are wondering if this community might be right for you, you can find more information on the DMD Mastermind, and you can also book a call directly with me at dmdmastermind.com. Now, let's get back to our show. You've accomplished something amazing. I want to get into John's crazy socks in just a moment. But Mark, I have a question for you that I hope I'm not overstepping, because you mentioned that families who have a child born who has a disability or is not neurotypical, or however you want to say it, have a greater divorce rate. I have some in my personal experience working with a lot of families in those positions. I didn't tell you guys this. Can I share something with you that I didn't tell you before? There's part of your story that really drew me to you and why I'm so excited that you're here. You started in education, Mark. I work in education. So I'm currently a vice principal of a high school, but I've been in education for 16 years. For 12 of those years, I worked with students with disabilities. I worked at one time it was called special education, but learning support, but more on the side of supporting families and advocating for families for supports and transitions and those types of things. And I got to meet so many incredible people, like so many incredible kids and incredible families. But one question I asked a family once is what I want to ask you. And I think it's important because it changed my perspective as a dad. It changed my perspective as an educator, as a community member, as an advocate. Mark, you had a 6-year-old and an almost 3-year-old or a 3-year-old, and you found out you're going to have a third child. And that third child, when you found out that child is going to have Down syndrome, like, what was your thought? Because at that point in time, I think back, what year was that? Like, you're 27, man.
1996.
96. Like, that's a different time than we live in now. What were your thoughts and what were some of your concerns at that point?
Well, first, we did not know John was going to be born with Down syndrome. He was born in the middle of the night. My wife tried controlling everything. Not quite that. Here's how we found out. Covering doctor, covering pediatrician came in mournfully and looked at us and said, "I am so sorry. I have bad news for you. It appears that your son may have a slight case of Down syndrome." It set off a chain, you know, right away. You know, my wife and I, it was like, well, what are you talking about? And it wasn't denial. It was,
what do you mean, sorry?
What are you apologizing for? Yeah. This is our boy.
Yeah.
This is our son.
Yeah.
There were certain adjustments. You know, that first day, a very close family member who had worked with people with different abilities sought to give us comfort and said, "Oh, someday, you know, these guys can do more nowadays. And someday, maybe he'll grow up and get a job pushing a broom at Burger King." Mm-hmm. I had to leave the room. I just went out and wept.
Yeah.
I'm a Met fan, New York baseball Met fan. But when my boys were born, they could all grow up to play center field for the New York Yankees. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ask me about it, of course the chances of that happening were pretty slim.
Yeah.
But everything was possible. But from the word go, we're being told no. Mm-hmm. But I think we're very practical.
Yeah.
It's just, okay, here's where we're at. Where are we going?
Yeah.
And I've never thought of John as being, oh, my son with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
I think of John being John. And yes, the Down syndrome was part of him. Just like my oldest guy, who's 6'6", is a pituitary freak, and his height is part of who he is. You know, it's, and, you know, with John, right from the beginning, there were very significant medical issues. Mm-hmm. And you just got to deal with that. But, oh, 3 sons. We took similar approach on all 3, promote their independence, give them confidence, try to instill or demonstrate a value-based life. All 3 turned out differently, right? I think with families, outside the family, if you look at the children in a family, all you see are the similarities. Inside a family, I bet all you see are the differences between
my kids,
your son and your daughter.
Yeah.
Right? And so it was with John. You know, and this extends to our workplace here. We never treated John like a hothouse flower.
No.
This was John, and we expected him to be able to do things. And he expected himself to be able to do things.
Yeah. It's excellent. And now look what you've done. Mark, I appreciate you sharing insight to that story, but now look what you've done. And we haven't said anything about numbers here, but you have a $10 million plus business, the largest sock store on the planet, and you're providing such a great opportunity. And this is such an incredible story. But what is it like to work together? I'm really curious. What is it like for the two of you to work together?
We have a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, we do.
People ask us a lot, like, how often do you fight? We don't. I think some of it has to do with the fact we're on the same mission.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are driven by something larger than yourself that's outside of yourself, the petty stuff falls away.
Yeah.
I could not do this without John. We need each other. But, you know, let's talk family. My middle son worked with us for a bit.
Jamie.
Love Jamie dearly. But he left after a bit, which was good. Because if we kept working together, you were going to find us both in a pool of blood on the floor with axes in our heads, you know. And my bride, John's mom, works with us now, right?
Yeah, Mama Bear.
The Mama Bear. That's just wonderful, right?
Yeah, that's... yes.
You know, there are some times,
yes,
Dad. You know, where, you know, we'll be out someplace and she'll just look at me and say, can we please leave this in the office? Mm. Or I'll be home and, you know, we're eating dinner or something, and I'll look at her and say, sweetheart, could I just vent to you for a moment?
Yeah.
Got to tell you about this woman at work today. She's just driving me nuts. You're not going to believe what she did. But it's you.
So, you know, you guys are working together. Now Mama Bear is working together. I love that you said that, John. Mama Bear, you know, that mom's working too. How do you keep work at work and family with family?
That's hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly with us. You know, we think about it a lot and there's no contained hours.
Yeah.
Today,
yeah,
we're doing this interview. It's 4 o'clock Eastern time. At 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight, we do a Facebook Live show.
That.
Our last football pick show.
Yes.
At 9 o'clock Eastern time, we're doing an interview with a podcast out of Seattle. So, you know, on the weekends, we do things.
Yeah.
John is a very hard worker and can be demanding. You know, I tell an anecdote of when we're just getting started. So it's a couple of days after Christmas and we're home and I go to make a video with John. In those days, it was just me and a cell phone and I'd ask him questions or something and it wasn't working. John was kind of tired. He wasn't on. And I put it down. I said, that's okay, buddy. We'll come back and we'll do this later. He looked at me and he pounded the table and said, Dad, this is work and we're going to do it now. Okay. we did have a disagreement once.
Yeah.
We give tours here. John gives our tours. We used to do them together. He now primarily does it himself. Shows videos, movies, gives the tours. But this was back in 2019, and we were talking to some potential investors. And we had a guy in here who, he was awful, and we just wanted him out of the building. But we had promised him a tour. So when we're done, we end the meeting early, but now he wants his tour, and John's giving him a tour, and I interrupted to try to move it along.
Yeah.
John looks at me and says, we have to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
After he leaves the building, we go back. We shared an office, and he points on the wall where there's a banner with our logo and his face. Whose picture is that? Well, that's you. And he picked up a notebook that had the logo. Whose name is that? Well, it's your name. Don't forget it, and don't interrupt my tours again. And I never have.
Good. Good for you, man. I like it. You know, every successful entrepreneur needs a little bit of an edge to them and needs to have standard.
You have to know what you're about.
Yes.
We very clearly understand our purpose and what we're about. We have those five pillars, our core values that really guide us. You know it matters when you're willing to sacrifice money for it. Mm-hmm. And John knows what he wants. Very appreciative. You work very hard.
Yes, he did.
I like to say, you know, he used to say that James Brown was the hardest working man in showbiz. I think John is the hardest working guy in Sanctum. You do that, right? You're appreciative. You could appreciate this, you know, being a principal at a school. We get a fair number of elected officials in here. And they like to give out proclamations and take photographs.
Yes.
The pitch, so one day the
hunting
county
for pitchers.
Right. The county executive is here. Now, to his credit, he was earnest. He wanted to learn about the business. He spent time. But at the end, he had a proclamation to give us.
Yeah.
And he's got his entourage. And he says, John, stand over there. And I'm going to read you the proclamation and give it to you. John says, okay, but wait. He says, and he gets all of his colleagues around him. Mm-hmm. And then Steve Ballone, the county executive, reads the proclamation and hands it to John. And they're taking photos and things. And John says, wait. And he turns and he hands it to his colleagues and says, these are the people who deserve this. These are the people doing work. Nobody prompted him. You watch an ad and understand he gets it. Mm-hmm. Right? He understands.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Yeah. Incredible. I love it. I love your guys' story. Let's talk about John's crazy socks. Let's talk about the business. John, where can someone find out more about your business if they want to start ordering socks, which, by the way, today is March the 13th. And I told you guys before, I wanted to just draw a little bit of awareness to this. March 21st.
What's March 21st?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a World Down Syndrome Day.
World Down Syndrome Day.
Crazy sock
day. People wear crazy socks to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day, right?
Right.
So, John, where can people get their crazy socks?
I find out at johnscrazysocks.com.
johnscrazysocks.com.
Don't forget the S.
Right. And here's the deal, Cam. You buy from us, you got greater selection than anybody else. You're going to get great socks. We have over 30,000 five-star reviews. But here's what really matters. Not only do you get great socks, but you help us employ people with different abilities. You help us give back over $700,000 for our charity partners. Most of all, you help us
spread happiness.
So, but if people want to get a hold of us, you can get us through the website. You know, John hosts a Tuesday afternoon dance party. We offer tours. We do virtual tours, speaking engagements. You can find us on all the social media platforms. I know people like following you on TikTok.
I do.
A lot of that. And if you want to reach us, you can also get us on LinkedIn. If there's somebody out there that we can help or you want to have a conversation, they can reach out to us.
Amazing. I appreciate both of you guys for being here. I know at first you're like, do you want us both or just one? No, I want you both, because I think together you have such an incredible story and an incredible journey. And I hope people reach out. They go to johnscrazysocks.com. They get themselves a pair. We got World Down Syndrome Days coming up. Mark, John, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend with us today.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This was great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today on this episode of the Dads Making a Difference podcast. I hope you found value in today's show. And if it made a positive impact on you, please share it with someone you know, leave a 5-star review, and subscribe so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. And if you are a father listening to this right now, who is driven to build a life of significance, to truly make a difference in the life of your family, in your business, and in the community around you, go to dmdmastermind.com to learn more about the Dads Making a Difference Mastermind, a mastermind group for fathers that provides men with the skills, the connections, the accountability, the proven steps, and the brotherhood to truly become a dad making a difference.
I'm Cam Hall. Thank you for spending time with me today, and I will see you on the next episode of the DMD Podcast.